弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
大家都读过《创世纪》6到9章中记载的挪亚方舟的故事，我相信。
I believe that all of you have read the story in Genesis, chapter 6 to 9.
今年3月份上映的好莱坞大片《挪亚》，大家都看过没有？
So the story is Noah's Ark. I want to know whether you have watched the Hollywood movie Noah that was shown this July.
场面非常壮观。
The scene was spectacular.
我在网上看到一段糖果姐姐给小朋友讲挪亚方舟的故事。
I also heard a story that was told by Sister Candy online.
说是挪亚带着家人。每天都很认真地依照上帝的指示建造方舟。
So it says that Noah, led his family. They, tried to build the ark very seriously according to God's will.
说上帝怎么说，他们就怎么做。
Say they did whatever God told them.
而且只要有机会，他们就拼命地跑出去，告诉亲戚朋友，还有那些邻居，甚至不认识的人说，上帝因为我们的行为太糟糕。要降大雨毁灭这个世界来惩罚我们，我们要赶快向上帝认罪、悔改，要不然就来不及了。
So whenever there is a chance, they tried. He tried desperately to tell his family, relatives, neighbors, and also people that he didn't know, saying that because our behavior was so terrible, God would send rain. To destroy the world, to punish us. So please ask God for forgiveness and repent, otherwise it would be too late.
但是大家都把他说的当成笑话，
But every,
根本就不相信，而且还都嘲笑他。
So everyone took it as joke. They didn't believe in him and also laugh at them.
日子一天天过去了，好大好大的方舟终于造好了。这是糖果姐姐的口气啊。
Day after day, then the giant ark was built.
所以他们先照着上帝的吩咐，让被保存下来的动物进入方舟。
According to God's instruction, they let all the animals to be saved enter the ark first.
哇，好多呀！
So many animals.
当这些动物都进了方舟之后，挪亚和他的妻子、三个儿子和儿媳妇，一共8个人，也都进了方舟。
So after the animals entered the ark, Noah and his wife and his three sons and three daughters-in-law also all together 8 people entered the ark.
哇，方舟里边好热闹。
So it's so lively and noisy in the ark.
那大家有没有印象？挪亚他们一家人在方舟里边待了多长时间
？So, do you have an impression how long did they stay in the ark?
根据《创世纪》7章和8章记载，挪亚是在他600岁那一年的2月17号带领全家人进入方舟的。
So you can read the scriptures in English on the screen to save the time.
直到第二年的2月17号的同一天。地全干了之后，上帝命令他们一家人先出了方舟。
So same day next year, and the Lord guided them and asked them to come out of the ark.
哇，这样一算来，挪亚和他们全家人和所有的动物在方舟里边整整待了1年的时间。
So they stayed in the ark for exactly 1 year.
那大家有没有想过？
Have you ever thought
about it? 那里边是个怎么样的滋味？
What kind of feeling to be inside there?
没有自来水，没有冰箱，没有洗澡的淋浴设备，也更没有抽水马桶。
So no running water, no refrigerator, no shower facilities, and no toilet.
我想再问大家，如果挪亚一家人不进方舟的结果会是怎么样
？So another question: If they didn't enter the ark, what would be the result?
被淹死。
They will be drowned and die.
所以我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享说，挪亚方舟的故事，今天在我们周边是不是还继续在发生着、进行着？
So I would like to ask you, brothers and sisters, whether the story of Noah's Ark is still continuing even today.
当我们邀请人相信耶稣，那个永生的救恩的时候，邀请大家来教会的时候，是不是许许多多人依然不相信？
So today, when we want to invite people to come to the church, to believe in Jesus and accept the salvation, to have eternal life, how many people would believe in this?
人们可能会说，都什么年代了，你们还搞那些宗教迷信？
So they might say, what kind of age it is now? You're still doing a fund of religious belief.
天堂和地狱之说只不过是神话故事而已，你们真的还信以为真了？
It's only fairy tales about health, heaven and hell. You really take it seriously?
去教会有什么好的？中国人在一起扎堆，还不是东家长西家短？
What are the benefits for going to the church? Chinese get together, usually they would like to gossip.
弟兄姐妹们，当有人向我们所信的提出挑战的时候，我们能够清醒的面对吗？我们的脚跟还能够站稳吗？
So when people challenge, to what we believe in, are we still clear-minded to face the challenge, or can we still stand firm?
今天我要和大家一起来学习思想一段新约圣经《约翰一书》5章13到21节，就是《约翰一书》的最后一段经文。
So I would like to study and think about some verses in the New Testament together with you today. So that's in the First John, chapter 5, verse 13 to 21.
那如果说新约圣经约翰福音主要的目的是叫人相信耶稣是基督，相信者得永生，就像当年老挪亚劝人进方舟一样，进方舟者得生命。
So if we say that John the book, John in the New Testament, the main purpose of that book is to help people believe that Jesus is the Christ, and believer will have eternal life.Just like the old Noah entered the ark, and in that year, if they enter the ark, they would get life, they would gain life.
那我们现在整个教会小组在查考的约翰一二三书，相对而言，就是为已经相信了耶稣基督的信徒而写的。
And then the books First John, Second John, and Third John that.The small group Bible studies we are now studying about the purpose of those three books are for believers.
让我们已经相信的人有永生的确据。
So help believers know the assurance of eternal life.
就像当年的老挪亚安慰已经进了方舟的儿媳们一样，你们既然进来了，就一定有他的美。
So just like the old Noah comfort his family, his sons and daughters-in-law at that time. So God leaders into his sanctuary, to the church. He must have his good will.
我相信这也是今天依然在方舟外边的朋友所关心的事情。你们那些进了方舟的那些人会后悔吗？你们能否，或者说如何能够在里边待的时间更长更久？
So I believe this is also the concern of those people, friends, who stay outside of the ark, outside the church. So for those who enter the ark, who come to the church, will they feel regretful? How long will they stay?In the church.
那下面我将从四个方面来展开《约翰一书》5章13到21节这段经文的主题。
So I would like to discuss about the topic of these verses from four aspects.
信靠耶稣基督的确据与界限。
the assurance and boundary of trusting Jesus.
那首先是从13到15节。 我们来有一个把握，就是相信耶稣基督就得着永生的把握。
Now, first is assurance. Assurance in gaining eternal life through the faith in Jesus Christ.
约翰一书5章13到15节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。 既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。So
that's the English, okay. And I also suggest you open your Bible. So this is the verse, other verses that we read just now, chapter 5, verses 13 to 15.
那在这三节经文中，我们要重点思想的是两个把握。
So we should focus on the two assurances in these three verses.
就是永生和祈求的应允。
So it's eternal life, and also answers to prayers.
那我们来看永生，在13到15节这三节经文中，大家刚才听出来了，我重点读的有三个知道。那这个三个知道呢，就是形容信神。 儿子之名的人有永生。So
in these three chapter verses, talks about three knows, and it's about whoever believes in the name of the Son of God will have eternal life.
那这里的永生呢，就是在新约圣经约翰福音里边所讲到的永生，多次讲到的。So
eternal life here is also the same as eternal life in the book John in the New Testament.
那有一段耶稣亲自讲的，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来着的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。这是在约翰福音5章24节。So
in John chapter 5 verses 24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
那永生到底是怎么意思呢？实际上，圣经里边有很多。下面有几段经文能够帮助我们来进一步的认识永生。So
what's the meaning of eternal life? And there are some verses that will help us to understand the meaning.
哥林多后书5章1节，我们知道，如果我们在地上的帐篷拆毁了，我们必得到从神而来的居所。 那不是人手所造的，而是天上永存的房屋。所以，永生是信徒永恒的居所。So
in Second Corinthians chapter 5 says, "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, and offer a house in heaven, not built by human beings, human hands."
那提多书3章7节说：“好叫我们因他的恩得成为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后赐。”就是永生是信徒的盼望。So
another verse, it says that so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of the eternal life.
另外，以弗所书1章13节14节，你们既然听见真理的道，那就是叫你们得救的福音也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，也就是说，永生是信徒的基业、居所。
So the other verse in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says, "Now you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing over inheritance.
所以永生是一件可以及时得到的礼物，就像一个诗歌有一件礼物一样，只要你愿意，就会白白的得到。So
eternal life is a gift that you can have it right now, just like the song, a gift. It says, as long as you are willing, you can get it for free.
就像我们经常告诉大家的，说只要你口里承认，心里相信，并接受耶稣基督这位从死里复活的神，你就和我们一样，成为基督家里的人。So
we all believe that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will have eternal life.
那这是第一个把握永生。
So the first assurance is eternal life.
第二个把握就是做基督徒得救确据的一个特征是祈求的应允。So
second one is he hears us whenever we ask him.
那在第14节的经文说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
So in verse 14 to 15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him.
那照他的旨意求是什么意思?
So according to his will, and ask what's the meaning of that?
可能有人不愿意做基督徒的原因，就在于说，哇，做了基督徒之后，一切的行动，甚至心思意念，都得受神的制约，太不自由了。So
some people who don't want to believe in Jesus Christ, maybe they think that, after they become Christian, they will be constrained by God, and there'll be no freedom.
那神要制约我们的。
So what the God's constraint to us, it's exactly what his will to us.
那在旧约时代，神制约我们，神给人的旨意是什么？
So what's God's will in the Old Testament?
是什么呀？
Era, you know?
十诫。
It's the Ten Commandments.
那到了新约时候，神立下一个最大的旨意，一个大的诫命是什么？
So then in the New Testament times, God gave us the greatest commandment.
要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，要爱人如己，爱神爱人。So
the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
那我们来思想一下。 遵照神的旨意来执行这十诫，来爱神爱人这样的事情难不难？
So let's think about it. Is it difficult to do according to God's will? The Ten Commandments in the Old Testament and also love mentioned in the New Testament.
我经常跟一些朋友来分享说，执行这些旨意会不会对我们的心理和我们的生理的发展产生障碍？
So I always ask friends this question. Would this be a barrier to our psychological and physical development?
所以老约翰告诉我们说，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难的。So
this is love for God to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
老约翰还告诉我们说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里面，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱。So
also, John chapter 15, verse 10.
那话到此，如果还有人不愿意受神的诫命和旨意的束缚的话，不肯放弃去追求那些，就是这些诫命旨意之外的自由的话。
So if some people who are not willing to be constrained by God's commandments and willing, and would like to pursue freedom outside those will and commandments. So I wonder, what are those freedom?
这是实际，如果不愿意遵守这个实际，而想追求或者任意自取放纵那些实际之外的自由是什么？哇，敢想不敢？
So can you think about?
要贪恋别人的房屋，贪恋别人的财产，贪恋别人的妻子，要想去偷盗，要想去哇哇。So
can you think about the freedom? What are they? So it should be opposite of the Ten Commandments, and have other gods, and covet neighbor's property.
有人可能又会问说，那难道说你信了耶稣基督，你做了基督徒？ 你就进了保险箱吗？
So on the other hand, some people would ask, if you become a Christian, will you be in the safe?
换句话说，基督徒就永远得着永生吗？
So whether Christians, will they really get eternal life?
那下面16到18节的经文就是讨论这个问题的。
So in verses 16 to 18,
相信耶稣基督为他人做赦罪的祷告，就是祷告。
So it's about prayer, believing the prayer of Jesus for forgiving others' sin.
约翰一书5章16到17节，人若看见弟兄，注意，弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。凡不义的事都是罪。 也有不致死的罪。So
verse 16 and 17, you may read it in your Bible.
那做了基督徒之后呢，有一个最最重要的功课是什么呀？So
what's most important lesson for us Christians?
就是祷告。So
after we become Christian, most important is prayer.
那主耶稣在主导文中教导我们，祷告。 要有三个方面的内容，哪三个方面？
So in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus Christ taught us.
首先是赞美感谢神。第二呢，我们要为他人代祷。第三是为我们自己代祷。So
Jesus taught us how to pray. It includes three parts. One is adoration, and also supplication, pray for others. And also pray for ourselves.
那约翰一书5章16到17节这两节经文提到的就是为他人代祷的事情。So
in verse 16 to 17 talks about pray for others.
这个他人指的是谁了？指的是基督徒，并且指的是犯罪的基督徒。So
here others means Christians who commit sins, who sins.
所以在这段经文里面有两个问题，我们要弄明白的。So
we need
不至于死的罪和至于死的罪。So
we need to understand two questions here, two kinds of sins. One is a sin that does not lead to death. The other is sin that leads to death.
旧约圣经中以色列人向耶和华神献祭，其中一个明确的目的，大家知道是什么吗？什么？
So Israelites in the Old Testament, they had an offering ceremony.
就是求神饶恕赦免他的百姓误犯的罪，那些无心的过错。So
one obvious purpose is to ask for God's forgiveness for their like unintentional sin.
误犯的罪就是不至于死的罪。
So unintentional sin is the sin that does not lead to death.
在旧约时代，如果是故意存心的犯罪，那明确的规定是什么？要处死。So
if they sin defiantly on purpose, then they will be cut off from his people.
那这种对罪的两分法。 一直存留到新约时代的犹太教。
And the dichotomy of sin, it still exists till the Judaism in the New Testament.
那但是大家请注意，约翰在提到至于死的罪的时候，他是怎么讲的？我们来看，人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，当为他祈求；有至于死的罪，我不说，当为这罪祈求。
So let's see how John talk about sin that leads to death. He said, I'm not saying that he should pray about that.
他为什么说我不说，而直接表示就是说，不能为这个罪祈求？
So why did he say that? I'm not saying that rather than say, I don't pray.
我们来仔细想一想。Let's
think about this.
这是否表明了，连使徒老约翰他都承认？ 人对着至死的罪是不能肯定的。
So even Apostle John admits that about to the thing that leads to death, human beings, they are not sure about it.
这意思就是我们作为人，我们不能，或者说我们很难判断哪一个人犯了至死的罪。
So as a human being, we cannot judge. It's hard for us to judge whether somebody commit a sin that leads to death.
所以这段经文就是教导我们今天的信徒，在我们今天教会生活中，我们所做的就是在神面前为所有的弟兄姐妹们代祷。So
what we can do is that we should pray for our brothers and sisters before God.
我们不要判断，把判断、审判的权利。
And let God judge, not us.
一把握，二祷告，第三呢，就是肯定，相信耶稣基督，坚持三个肯定。So
first assurance, second prayer, and third affirmation. Believe that Jesus stuck to three affirmations.
那在约翰一书5章18到20节，给我们展开了这样的肯定。So
in verses 18 to 20, talks about the affirmations.
那在前面的经文13到15节用了三个知道，那在这里呢，又用了三个我们知道，我们知道，我们知道，我们知道。So
in verses 13 to 15. It wrote like three no's. Here, there are three we know.
这三个我们知道呢，是将约翰一书的主题做了最后的总结和提醒。So
the three we know is a good summary and a reminder for the theme of this three.
从神生的属神的人，在耶稣里边有永生。So
it's a summary. It's about anyone born of God. Children of God have eternal life.
那第一个肯定呢，就是神保守他的儿女过成圣的生活，那恶者就无法害他。So
the first affirmation is that, children of God, if they lead a righteous and holy life, then the evil one cannot harm him.
那大家对18节这里边有没有疑问？
Any question?
凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己。
So any question about born of God, 从神生的, and also the one who was born of God?
这是什么意思？
What's meaning?
就是前面那个从神生的，是指的谁呀？指的基督徒。那后面那个从神生的，是指的耶稣。 所以耶稣能够保守我们不犯罪。如果我们从神生了，我们自己保守我们不犯罪，这似乎听起来不可能。So
the first part, anyone born of God, it refers to Christians. But the second part, the one who was born of God, it refers to Jesus Christ.
所以我们先看着现在中文译本，我们知道上帝的儿女不会继续犯罪，因为上帝的儿子保守他，使那恶者不能加害于他。So
the modern Chinese version might be clearer.
那我们看到，必不犯罪，必不犯罪，在和合本里边，实际上在现代中文里边看到什么呀？不会继续犯罪。
So the modern Chinese version, the translation, is also clearer because it had two words continuously, translation of the continue to sin.
并不是说基督徒信了耶稣的人就不会犯罪了，而是说不会继续犯罪。
So it doesn't mean that children born of God would not commit sin, but it means will not continue to sin.
所以这个肯定所展现的真理就是说，基督徒是不会不跌倒的。
So it means that even Christians would fail sometimes.
但不会持续的在罪里边。
But should not continue to sin.
因为做了基督徒以后，我们会要经常读经，经常祷告。 心中对罪会有一种惧怕，很敏感。So
for Christians, if we read Bibles, pray in our daily life, we should fear and be sensitive to sin in our heart.
在这种惧怕和敏感中，不小心我们又犯了罪，这就是那不至于死的罪。So
even we fear and also very sensitive to sin, but still sometimes we commit sin unintentionally. But that sin is that does not lead to death.
那大家想了没有，在这第一个肯定的背后的那个肯定是什么？
So what's the affirmation behind?
读经、祷告又敏感对罪，如果不读经、不祷告呢？那我们对罪的敏感会越来越淡。So
on the contrary, if we don't read the Bible, don't pray in our daily life, we won't be sensitive or fear sin.
所以第二个肯定就是我们人生没有中间地带，没有灰色地带。So
second affirmation is that there's no middle ground in our life.
除了光明就是黑暗，除了属神的，就是属什么呀？属撒旦。Without
brightness, it will be darkness. Without God, it will be a world.
这听起来似乎很武断，是吧？
Sounds arbitrary, right?
从第一世纪的希罗时代到今天我们生活的21世纪，这个世界背后的撒旦所设下有三项诱惑，一直在与神的律法做温柔的拉锯战。So
in the Greek and the Roman era in the first century, even today, Satan had three temptations.
也就是老约翰在前面提醒我们的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。那在今天呢，就是钱权色。So
it talked about the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the exacted by shooting boasts of what he had.
那在这三项诱惑面前，多少人即便是被罢了官。 即便是被抓进了牢房，甚至是说被枪毙、丢掉了性命，但是依然却是前赴后继。So
if we talk about it in today's world, it will be power, money, and status. So in front of these three temptations, a lot of people were dismissed from office, or imprisoned, or even shot.
那人有没有办法？
So what can we do about it?
这个办法就是第三个肯定。Yes,
we do have a way to deal with it, and that's the third affirmation.
就像经文讲的，我们基督徒是活在那恶者掌权的这个世上，但是因着耶稣进入了这个世界，带来了赦罪的救恩。So
we Christians live in the world under the control of the evil one, because Jesus entered the world and bring salvation and redemption.
所以前面第二十节经文说，是我们认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面，这是真神三次提到真。So
in verse 20, it mentioned three times the word true, yeah, because Jesus Christ has entered the world, and we may know him who is true, and we care in him who is true. Even in his son Jesus Christ, he is the true God.
如果耶稣基督不是真神，那前面一把握的永生，只是一句空话。So
if Jesus Christ is not true God, the eternal life we talk about in the first assurance is an empty word.
如果耶稣基督不是真神，前面的二祷告嘛，只是我们在对空气。
So if Jesus Christ is not true God, and the object of our prayer would be just air.
如果耶稣基督不是真神，他被钉死在十字架上，埋葬三天之后，他就不会复活升天。
So if Jesus Christ is not true God, after he was crucified on the cross and buried after 3 days, he would not be risen to heaven.
如果耶稣基督死后没有复活升天，那今天我们多少人的基督的信仰真是太悲哀了。
So if Jesus Christ was not resurrected and risen, the Christian faith will be so pale. We won't have any hope.
有一次，请两位在大学做博士后研究的朋友到家里吃饭，和他们谈到对耶稣基督的认识。
So one time, I invited two postdocs to my home. To have a meal together, and we talk about our faith.
其中一位朋友说，我只相信科学。
So one friend said, I only believe in science.
请问这个时候我们应该怎样回答？
So if you heard this question, how would you answer?
那我就笑笑说，我说，首先相信科学与信基督并不矛盾，对不对？
So first, I smiled when I heard this question. I said that there's no conflict between these two.
例子很简单嘛，在这个世界上有多少诺贝尔奖金获得的那些科学家，他们一边做实验，一边做科研，一边读圣经，一边敬拜神。
So a good example is that so many top scientists, even Nobel Prize winners, they do research, lab work, while reading Bibles and worship God.
另外，就科学本身来讲，在人类我们所谓的历史的长河中，科学呢就像一个刚学走路的婴儿一样，满身跌的疮痕累累。
So for science itself, it's just like an infant who just learned to how to work.
就像我们都知道那个名人叫爱因斯坦，他自己说，在他1905年到1946年之间犯下的重大的科研错误有23项。
So like a baby would fail so many times and had bruises everywhere. Another example is the pioneer and the founder of modern physics, Albert Einstein. During the long period of time in his life, he made huge mistake in the science research, like 23 mistakes.
爱因斯坦最后说：“他说我对这个世界的认识99%都是错误的。”
So, in his later years, he admitted that maybe 99% of what I know about this world was wrong.
那我查了一下，在中国社会科学院编辑的《现代汉语词典》中，“科学”的意思是什么
？So, according to a Chinese dictionary, what's the meaning of science?
反映自然、社会、思维等的客观规律的分科的知识体系。
So it's a knowledge system that has been divided into different subjects that reflect nature, society, and thinking.
那我想请问，今天的科学对这个自然、社会、思维的认识和了解能有多少
？So I would like to ask, how much today's science know about our nature, our society, and thinking.
我举一个许许多多人最切实的例子来说科学吧。
So I take a personal example for science.
就拿医学科学来讲。
Medical science.
我上大学是学医疗专业，然后留校教医学基础课。
So my major at college was medical science, and also after graduation, I stayed in the school and. Was a lecturer for general education for medical science.
在我的家庭成员中，有好几位都是终生贡献于医学事业。
So my family members, some of them also devoted to medical work.
可是面对我父亲，他自己从外表看身体非常健康，可是面对他的食道癌。
My father. Who looked very strong outside, but he had a esophagus cancer.
我们想尽了一切的办法，找到北京最好的医院的院长亲自操刀做手术，其结果呢？
So we tried all the methods. We try our best and find the director of the best hospital in Beijing to do the operation.
看着那个骨瘦如柴的老人，我们束手无策，哎。
So what's the result? Facing the skinny old man, we were helpless.
在我父亲最后弥留之际，他用微弱的气息对我说的最后一句话。
So when my father was dying, the last word he said to me with his weak breath.
你们这么多学医的，真受苦呢。
So many of you, you all majored in medical science. You were so useless, so incompetent.
从他那对生命的渴望的眼神中，当时我的感觉就是我们人类无助、无望、无能。
So in his eyes, that really desire for life, I deeply felt that as human beings, we were useless, helpless, and hopeless.
所以我非常欣喜地看到有一位科学家是这样理解科学的。他说，科学不是树立永恒的真理，是在不断的错误中朝着真理迈进，这才是科学。
I'm glad to hear one scientist interpret science. He said science is not to establish eternal truth, but moves forward to truth while making a lot of mistakes.
那现在我要问了。如果将一个不是真理的知识体系看作唯一可信的对象的话，我们称作什么？可以称作什么？拜偶像。哇。
So if we take a science, which cannot be truth, or take it as the object that we can only believe in, can only trust.What do we call this behavior? It should be a worship idol.
所以神了解我们，在2000多年前就借着老约翰的口，在约翰一书最后的第21节再次的告诫我们，告诫我们说什么呀？小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
So God knows, even 2,000 years ago, through old John, in this last verse, he warns.You should keep yourself from idols.
相信耶稣基督，保持对偶像的高度警惕。
So believe in Jesus Christ and be on high alert on to idols.
那提到偶像，我们来看两处经文，旧约圣经怎么样来形容偶像的？以赛亚书44章19节，只要造偶像的人动点脑筋思想一下，就会说：“我用同一棵树的木头，一部分当柴烧，烤饼烤肉。”另一部分是用来造偶像，而我竟对着一块木头膜拜。
So what is idol? Here we find descriptions about idols in Isaiah, chapter 44.
那另外一段经文46章5节，以赛亚说：“上主说，你们要把我跟谁相比呢？天下有像我的吗？有人打开皮包，拿出一点金子，在天平上称一些银子，他们雇用金匠。”铸造一尊偶像，然后躬身向他下拜。他们把他抬起来，扛在肩上，安置他，让他站在那里，他就再也不能动弹了。有人向他祈祷，他不能回答，他也不能救人脱离苦难。
So another description in chapter 46.
所以在今天这个时代的人，我们很多人，不管是信徒还是不信的人，可能不会把一尊人手造的木的、金的、铜的、铁的东西放在那里去供奉它。但是，在我们这里还有没有偶像
？So today, we still have idols in our life. Even we don't, like create gold or silver idols and put it there to worship, but do we have the concept of idols in our mind?
在古希腊时代。偶像这个词含有不真实的意思。
In ancient Greek time, The term idols means not true.
正如圣经所讲的，偶像是人手所造的，是外邦人的假神的像。
So according to the Bible, idols were made by human hands, and they were the false gods for Gentiles.
所以偶像摆在那里，人呼求他是没有反应的。So
when the idols made by human beings, when men cry for it,
在我们中间有没有偶像?
It would not answer. But in our daily life today, do we have idols?
可以指我们崇拜任何替代了上帝的位置，就可以称它为偶像。So
it can be referred to anything that replaces the status of God.
因为当今世界是一个崇尚物质主义的世界，那一个人可以把金钱、利益、事业、功名，我们的社会地位，甚至居家的设施，甚至玩乐享受等等，追求到极致，成为心中的偶像。
So the world today is a materialist world, and if people put like monetary benefits or career success and fame, social status, housing facilities, or entertainment and enjoyment, so they pursue all these things to the extreme, those things can be your idol.
当然我们如此说并不是主张大家放弃事业，放弃家庭，放弃在社会上的努力。
So that does not mean that we want you to forgive your career, family, or your effort in the society.
教授要做，工程师要当，课要教，课要上，学要上，餐馆要开，都要去打。So
may continue to be the professors, engineers, you know, teach course or be a good student, run a like a restaurant.
房子、车子要买。Continue
to buy houses and cars.
在做这些事情的时候，让那一位创造的神在我们心中做主，让神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。因为这样做，一点都不会吃亏，得到的是平安、喜乐和那属天的福分。
So most important is while doing all these things, let God be our Lord in our hearts, and God's words be a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Because we won't lose anything for doing this. But on the contrary, what we gain is peace, joy, and blessings.
信靠耶稣基督的确据与界限，一把握，二祷告，三肯定，四警惕。
So the assurance of trust in Jesus Christ and the boundary. First assurance, second prayer, third affirmation, and fourth, be on alert.
现在我想问一下，在我们中间的朋友，有没有愿意接受耶稣基督那赦罪的救恩？如果你愿意的话，你愿意接受耶稣基督，得到那 永生的属天的福分的话，请你举一下手。So
now I would ask those friends, today, would you be willing to accept Jesus Christ's salvation?
有没有愿意接受耶稣基督的？现在就请你举起你的手。Please
raise up a hand if you are willing to.
还有没有愿意的？请你举起你的手，我为你祷告。
I pray for you.
我再问一遍，还有吗？ 有没有？
Again.
谢谢，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还有吗？ 我再问一句。
I want to ask again.
向你发出邀请，实际上是神在向你发出邀请。
God is calling.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。Heavenly
Father, we thank you for blessing us with those valuable words.
愿主您保守我们这些站立在主您话语面前的人，听到主您的话语，我们感动，我们接受主您，我们用我们的手 用我们的心来接受主您所赐下的永生。
Have all of us in front of you, touch our hearts, and help us accept your salvation to receive the eternal life.
求主你保守我们一生，保守我们生活在这个世界撒旦掌权的世界时候，我们有主您的话语帮助我们一生。
May you bless us in this world that's in control of Satan, and help us and bless us.
不管任何时候，不管是现在，不管是未来，不管是过去，我们愿意接受主您的，都求主您的圣灵赐下那属天的福分。
Whenever, may your Holy Spirit, be with us and bless us.
这样的感谢祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.